What's up, everybody? It's your man, the one and the only, the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair and good hair having entertainment world champion, Brad Gilmore. Welcome to the show. Before we start the show today, though, I got to give a little love to one of our sponsors that keeps the show coming to you every single week free of charge, $3.99. So check it out.
Visit the website, finejewelrylosangelesca.com. Victoria's Closet. Now you can shop smart, not hard. I invite you to Victoria's Closet online store at the website finejewelrylosangelesca.com. Welcome to Victoria's Closet. When you want a variety of items at great prices that you will not find anywhere else, Victoria's Closet is the store for you. They offer a wide selection of items in categories that include electronics, jewelry, clothing, and gourmet foods. All of their prices are set at some of the lowest rates you will find in Los Angeles, California. With a reputable name and exceptional customer service, you can be sure when you shop with them, you will not only get the product you are looking for, you will also have a pleasant experience doing so. Again, that website is finejewelrylosangelesca.com or call 619-405-2813. That's 619-405-2813. Victoria's Closet. Now you can shop smart, not hard. finejewelrylosangelesca.com. Go visit and shop now.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
He's talking to the Rolex wearing.
Woo!
Diamond ring wearing.
Woo!
Kiss stealing.
Woo!
Wheeling, dealing.
Woo!
Limousine riding.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Sucking up my gun.
Woo!
And I'm having an all time.
Holy Hannigan's down.
Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Put the five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. What a great day. Thank you for downloading the show. I know here it is again. Here I am on a Wednesday. Guys, I got to think. You know, putting this show out on a Monday, I don't think is the move anymore. I don't think I can do it. I just don't think I can do it. I mean, this past weekend, Saturday, I had Reality of Wrestling. I woke up at like 10 o'clock. I had to get dressed, go grab something to eat, go to the building. I was there from like 2, maybe like 1:30 to about 11:30. You know, it was a long day. It was a great show, by the way. One of the best shows we've ever put on, and we announced five things. One of which was a project I worked many, 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 many hours on, helping put together, and that is the official Reality of Wrestling app available in the iTunes and Google Play stores, the app stores, anywhere you can get an app, iPhone, iOS, Android, whatever. You can get this application for free, and you get late-breaking news updates, information from your favorite stars, full episodes of Reality of Wrestling. You can buy stuff from, you know, official merchandise, tickets for our next event, everything. One-stop shop in the official Reality of Wrestling app. So you can download that now. I would go do it. I would advise it also. Booker T and Stevie Ray have relinquished the tag team championships, and they will crown a new tag team champion April 11th at Reality of Wrestling, which brings me to two more announcements that Booker T made, which of our special guests. First off, we have WWE Hall of Famer, former World Heavyweight Champion, and one half of the greatest match of all time, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, will be in the building Saturday, April 11th, at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex at 16511 Diana Lane. Doors at 6:30 p.m. And the other person is a WWE Hall of Famer. He is a former World Heavyweight Champion. And he is widely regarded as the best there is, the best there was, and the best that there ever will be, Bret Hitman Hart will be in the building as well. Two legendary Hall of Famers in one building at one show. Tickets are flying off the shelves. They just went on sale this past Sunday, and they're flying. So make sure you go to realityofwrestling.com and get your tickets now, or go to the official Reality of Wrestling app and get your tickets as well. So that's what I'm saying, guys. So Saturday I had that. Sunday, Debonair Lounge, we rocked it again. It was ladies' night. Shout out to Tierra, me, Donnie Marie, Simone Sky, Irva Carter, Danielle Fortune, the smoothest peanut butter. I'm talking Peter Pan peanut butter. Debonair Lounge band. We actually opened up the show really awesome. We opened up. Myself and the band did Rapper's Delight to open up the show, and it was actually really awesome. And that was Sunday. And then Monday night was Raw. And Tuesday is when I'm recording the show. So I think Wednesdays, for the time being, is the new day for the show. And don't forget, this Saturday, Heated Conversations with Booker T and myself going down. You can also get that as a podcast version, as a part of the Play It Network. Go to iTunes and search Heated Conversations. Guys, I'm tired. It's late when I'm doing this. So I'm going to give you a brief breakdown of what to expect on the show today. Coming up after I play, I want to play Dance Floor to the Sun again because it's just such an awesome song. By 2011, available on iTunes now. Before we get into that, I want to say that the first part of the show will actually be an interview that I did with Key West, who's now out there on radio out there in California, San Diego. Used to be here on 97.9 The Box. In between his phases from going to one station to another, he decided to start a podcast called Key West Uncut. I was his first guest, so I want to share the audio with you today. And another interview with myself, me being interviewed. Is that vain to play my own interview? I don't know. I don't think it is. I like it. Anyway, we're going to play that, and then coming up after, immediately after that, will be another segment of Nerds Are Geeks with my man Jedi Master, where we're discussing Infinity Wars Parts 1 and 2 from Marvel Studios and the Avengers coming out 2018 and 2019. So stick around to the one, the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
I wanna do. Damn girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go.
But I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. But see, with an accent that's thick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You're not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl? When you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl, something like Beyonce. Ring, girl, something like Beyonce. One day, maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world, why left on some 80. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon.
to the sun. You worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head, and we can think about the greatest day.
So let's go. Take my hand to the
check 1 2 1 2. All right, man, here we go. Your homie Key West, we call this Key West Uncut. Welcome to the show. Bet y'all miss my voice, man. I bet y'all none of y'all even knew I was off the damn radio, huh? See, man, let's see how y'all do me, man. But that's okay, I'm back, man, doing my own show. And it's Key West Uncut because, well, I ain't got no damn rules. I got no rules. I got nothing to follow. Nobody tell me what to do. Say what I want. Talk all the shit I want. Just do me. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy the time when I got it because I'm in between gigs and I'm going to enjoy it, man. So first off, I got to give a couple shouts, man, for Key West Uncut for this even happening. Shout out to Idea 93. Shout out to Campus Studio. Shout out to my man Anthony Blanco for giving me the space to go in and make this happen. And shout out to my first guest, man, on Key West Uncut, Brad Gilmore. What up, dog?
What is up, man? You have the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair, and good hair having, entertainment world champion.
What does that mean, the entertainment champion, man? Because you're fairly young, dog. Now tell me, why are you the entertainment champion?
Well, here's the thing. All right, you know, I started in this medium, you know, in the entertainment world when I was 14 years old. I stumbled onto a live hip hop concert, and then right then I was like, dude. I called my buddy Avery. I'm like, hey, man, we got to do this shit. We got to do this. And we started making music together. And then the music led to, I started blogging with a website called Day in a Dream. And that led to promoting shows, then to hosting shows, then to, now I'm going to be a ring announcer for professional wrestling. Oh, now I'm the commentator for wrestling. Oh, now I'm doing, like, comedy sets. I'm opening up for these comedians and stuff like that. So like, all right, you know what?
You do a lot of shit.
I do a lot.
But how old are you?
I am 21 years old, going to be 22.
Congratulations, man.
No, look, thank you.
We were having a drink after this. I didn't know you were 21. I really thought you were 20. I didn't want to ask you for a drink and make you feel uncomfortable.
That's right. Hey, I don't drink anyway.
That's bullshit.
No smoke, no
you
drink.
You should really start now that you're 21. Did you drink when you turned 21?
No. I've never
come on, man.
In my entire life had a drop of alcohol.
We are getting drunk tonight. And you know why? Because it's only going to cost me $5 one beer. You're going to be good.
I'll be gone. I'll be out of this world.
In a shot. You're straight.
Yeah, I'll be lightweight. But
what did you do for your 21st birthday?
21st birthday, I actually worked. I worked the biggest show we did at that point with the company I'm working with, Reality of Wrestling. We put out we put on Christmas Chaos 8, right?
And
we
that's the wrestling thing you do with Booker T, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. WWE Hall of Famer, 6-time World Heavyweight Champion.
By the
Just
way,
putting that out there.
Harlem Heat. I remember Harlem back in high school, man. There were only two brothers on the show.
Yeah.
And they were kicking everybody's ass.
Man, Booker T, it's so crazy to work with him. You know what I mean? And to know how much knowledge this man has, not of only the wrestling business, of entertainment as a whole. You know what I mean? He's been on television for 20 years.
Right.
So it's like with a guy who, like me, who I want to get into television. And, you know, he has a pocket full of phone numbers. And, you know, when Vince McMahon is in
he's
your Fave 5, you know what I mean? And he's a billionaire. It's nice to have that connection to Booker T, you know what I mean?
And I think you know what Booker T attached to you too is like the kind of the same way I do for you because, you know, I really respect the grind as a young, you know what I mean? Really, you're really young. I don't want to say as a kid because you're a grown-ass man, but,
Appreciate it.
As a kid, you've done so much and you have a good buzz in the city, man.
Well, that's great to
hear.
And
in case they don't know, Brad is white.
I am.
In case you couldn't tell by the voice.
Or by the name.
But you're very popular in the urban scene. It's like...
Yes, it's strange.
It is strange. And I feel like sometimes I'm like, boy, what is... Brad fits in fairly well. But, you know, the cool thing about you is that you do you. And you don't try to be anybody else. You don't try to be some type of... you know, have some type of urban image or yeah. talk some slang, you do you. You're Brad from Clear Lake.
Yeah, exactly. From Friendswood, if we want to get specific with it. But it's like, well, you know, for me, I fell in love with hip hop, you know, and I think in the same way that, you know, one of my brothers who are older than me may have fallen in love with rock and roll, you know, or the Nirvana wave of music. You know, my generation was hip hop, you know. So I mean, TRL, which I grew up watching, was
TRL was the shit back TRL in the day,
was
man.
My shit,
Carson Daly, man,
Carson Daly
like
was the man.
Eminem and Christina Aguilera and shit.
Yeah, I mean, yes. So that was my generation of music right there. So okay, I mean, I'm seeing Eminem and Nelly and Jay-Z every single day of
there,
my
yeah.
life, and
right.
to me, these are the biggest stars of all time.
Well, what do you want to do eventually? Because I feel like for you, well, what you do, you're the whole. You do a lot of hosting gigs,
yeah,
and you're very good at that. Me being a host myself, like. You do some gigs, I'm like, wow, he's doing a pretty damn good job. And it's like, not anybody can do that. It really takes a lot of confidence, and it takes a voice. And, you know, it's a structure, and you really have to understand what the event is all about and the crowd that you're talking to. So what do you want to do eventually? Is it radio? Is it television? Is it, I mean, because I feel like Houston might be too small for you.
Well, here's the thing. You know
what I mean? You might have to branch out.
I love my city. I love my city of Houston, Texas, oh so much. But, you know, for me, like, I would love to be somewhere in television.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, you know, I'm the color commentator on Reality Wrestling, which, you know, airs in Houston every Saturday night on theCUBE and in 20 markets on Solo South Network. And so right now, you know, I'm getting that television experience and I'm learning the back end of things, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but to go back to what you said about being a host – and I've seen you host some spots, too, at Limelight, you know, on sticky promotion joints and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, Key West is going hard. But what you have to know is, like, what you said, I mean, you got to know your crowd. You got to know, all right, because, you know, hosting Debonair Lounge is different from hosting a hip-hop show like I did last week. Hosting an acoustic singer-songwriter show at Aloft Hotels, you know what I mean? Like, it's three completely different mediums. And you have to know,
you can't be the same person.
This joke won't work here. This joke. Warned. These white people do not know Tom Ford by Jay-Z, so I can't go to my go-to song. I fell into hosting.
It's an art, man. It really is.
And I really fell into hosting because I did the podcast and, you know, online radio and stuff like that. And one day, my man, Tay Mitch, we were at Kirk O'Bang's mixtape release.
Okay.
And he came up to me and said, hey, Brad Gilmore, hey, I have this thing called Debonair Lounge. I want you to be the host. I'll see you on Monday. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
And I remember walking in that first night and, you know, they handed me a microphone and I'm just like, all right, let's do this, you know.
And you know what the thing is, too? You're probably the youngest person in there.
Yeah,
because it's a grown crowd. And, you know, they're there. They're not really there to turn up. They're there more to chill, relax. Hey, man, you know, I'm starting another week. You know, I'm just here to, you know, they might have a date, you know. So you can't be getting all ratchet like, you know, like you're at a hip-hop show.
Exactly.
You have to keep it classy.
You got to keep it classy at Debonair Lounge. And, you know, you got to think, I mean, it's a predominantly urban crowd there, too.
It is,
so
yes.
Here I am at the time, a 20-year-old white man named Brad Gilmore, who has this feathered Zach Morris-like hair.
Right.
And here I am.
That's some damn good hair, too, man. I'm jealous,
you know,
man.
I mean, good hair having. That's what I'm saying.
Man, but I ain't had hair in years, man. I've had a shaved head for like 10 years, dude.
Hey, but it works for you.
Yeah, I might get
it. It's brand identity, though. All right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here before the show started.
You know, you just got to make – whatever you got, you got to make work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all you can do.
And that's where, like, really with Debonair is where the entertainment world champion thing came, because it was like – What I did learn from wrestling and what I learned from Booker T and watching guys like The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin is, you know, everyone knew that The Rock had his catchphrases, right? If you smell what The Rock is cooking, it doesn't matter what your name is, you know, something like that. And I was like, man, I gotta have my thing. And so I was watching old 1980s wrestling, which is the greatest shit ever. And Ric Flair was on there.
It is some good shit, man. Oh, some of them guys are all wearing like little tiny little Speedo wrestling
weird.
Suits. Yeah,
it's strange.
Well, big ass bellies, but yeah, it's a little different.
But Ric Flair was on there, and he's cutting this promo talking about he's the limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun.
Woo,
woo, right? And I was like, well, guess what? I'm the dress shoe wearing Ric Flairin, good hair having entertainment world champion. That's where it came from. And I was like, so I'm gonna steal that from Flair,
right?
And I'm gonna put it into my persona, and you know, and then it caught on. And next thing you know, it's like, oh yeah, that's the champ, that's Brad Gilmore. And then I'm like, all right, cool, I'll be called
champ. That's cool, man. That's a good slogan. And I think a lot of people forgot that even Ric Flair was even like, unless you're a diehard wrestling fan,
yeah,
then you would know maybe. But I didn't know. Like, yeah. You know, for me, it was original. So,
hey, that's the nature of the entertainment
business,
work, right,
man?
Steal something from someone old and pass it on as your own.
How many suits do you own, man? Because every time I see you, you're in some type of suit. Today, you're in the short shorts and the polo. But
today, I'm in the mint green shorts and the Ralph Lauren polo.
Right?
Yeah, it's Ralph. It's
okay,
Ralph.
Just for the record, man.
Just put that. You know, we're on Key West Uncut. They got to know.
They got to know. Hey, we ain't accepting no USS Polo shit.
Exactly.
You know,
this is not US Polo Assassin. All right. This is Ralph. All right. Yeah, me and Rive raffled speed dot no. Anyway,
I wouldn't judge. I would just laugh. But yeah, how many suits do you have, man? Shit.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about the amount of suits that you own. It's about the shirts and ties.
Oh,
that's
okay,
where the
okay.
game comes in.
Okay.
People think I have more suits than what I really have.
Oh.
I have very few suits, lots of shirts and ties.
There it
and
is.
Pocket squares. It's all about the accessory more than the suit.
No
People
shit.
Don't really notice the color of the suit as much as you as they notice. Like if I was wearing like a light
right.
gray suit
right.
with like a red shirt and a red tie, they're like, okay. Their immediate thought is that's a red suit. You know what I mean? In a sense of they associate it with red. So if I come
that's
blue,
so true, yeah.
that's a new suit. That's a fresh suit.
Yeah.
Tay Mitch, who see me every Monday night in
right.
similar suits, he always says, oh, man, is that a new suit? No, man. New tie. That's
see, look,
the thing.
Man, look, if you want to be fitted, you want to be classy, you want to get your suit game on point, BG, Brad Gilmore. This is the guy to teach you how to do
I'm
that
telling
shit,
you.
Man.
I'm telling you.
Well, what about the music, man? What are you listening to right now? Like, when you get in the car, man, what's in the CD player, man?
I'll tell you right here. Forever, my favorite rapper was everyone's going to be like, oh, it's Eminem. And it was Eminem for a long time.
Oh,
right?
I bet it was.
It was for a long time.
White boy.
Exactly. But then, when you get into the music and you start listening, you
yeah.
know, mm-hmm. you gotta be a – if you're a hip-hop fan – And you don't think that Jay-Z is one of the greatest rappers of all time? There's something not connecting up here. Now I get it, and I know me and Propane have this conversation all the time. He's a Nas guy, I'm a Jay guy, but even we both have to give credit of all right. Jay-Z is a fantastic rapper. So right now I have Watch the Throne, Jay-Z, Kanye West in my deck. I have the six CD changer. I'm not on the auxiliary cord,
yeah.
so I have to listen to CDs still. In Clifford the Big Red Truck. And
yo, man, hey, yo, Jigga, he's one of the greatest of all time. I'm more biased because I'm a West Coast dude, but.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Nas and Jay-Z, they're in that top, you
yeah.
know, top category, man. And I gotta respect that. But are you doing, like, you're doing new school Jay-Z, though, right?
I'm doing new school Jay-Z, but nothing beats 2001 Blueprint.
Nothing.
You know, that first Blueprint.
That's a great one, man.
Like, I can listen to that top to bottom. Every song on there is classic. I mean, Girls, 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 and then you had the record with M, you know, where Eminem kind of goes in on Jay, you know. I mean, we all can put that out there in the atmosphere, but my favorite Jay-Z song on that album was Takeover.
Okay.
when he went at Nas, you know, in that third verse, and he was just like, ask Nas, he don't want it with Ho.
Yeah, it sucks that they're friends now, right? Like, I mean,
I know.
It's like great for God and everything in humanity, but like, you know, like for the rap game, it's like, yo, I kind of wish they were still kind of beefing so they can throw some bars down.
Is it weird that I'm a fan of the hip-hop beef? Like, whenever a beef is starting, I'm like, good, I get to hear diss records.
I mean, I can't be really mad at the beef too much, man, because beef is really, I mean, it brings excitement to the game.
It's a driving part of the culture.
They just got to understand, like, look, it's not personal, man. It's just the art. People are being competitive. But I don't understand how the hell you haven't had a drink and you're over 21.
Yeah. No smoke, no drink.
Oh, my God. Prostitutes, strippers, anything bad? Do you do any sinning?
No. No, not a lot
not
of
like
sinning.
You would admit it, but, you know.
I would admit it on Key West Uncut. I mean, if actually
hey,
I was
going
to admit it anywhere.
I'm not editing shit in this thing, all right? All right? This is, I'm too fucking lazy, all right? So, look, we're just going. We're just riding. It's all truth. We're not holding back, man. But, look, so you haven't had no drink.
No, see.
What would it take for you to have a drink?
I don't think
I don't
want
to pressure you, but I'm just wondering.
I understand. I don't think there's anything that would get me to take a drink of alcohol or any drug or anything like that. For me, I'm so, one, hyper anyway, and two, focused on what I'm trying to get done. Because like you said, I do have a lot of stuff I'm trying to really accomplish in life.
Right,
and
right.
I don't have the time to drink or to
oh, well, now hold on. There's always time to drink.
Well,
buddy.
I know for Key West there is, all right? For Brad Gilmore.
There's a will, there's a way, buddy. I'll make it happen. But look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Being older, I'm going to say, look, man, if you're not a drinker, you're not a smoker, definitely don't do that shit. I mean,
yeah.
really, it's gotten me in so much trouble with so many different things.
And that's what
it's
I've
seen.
It's
too late for me, though.
That's what I've seen.
But for you, don't do it, man. And a lot of people, and you're going to meet other people that don't drink. And the people that don't drink, most of the time, they'll look down and it's like, oh, he has an illness. He can't go days without having a drink. Yeah, you know, even though it's legal, but you know, people look down upon it because they see people act differently on it. So my advice, straight up, just don't do it.
No, but here's the thing.
Don't hang around me too much, man, because you're going to end up drinking.
Wait, you know what? You know the people I don't like? I don't like the people you just described who are like, they're people who don't drink, so they look at everybody like, oh, I'm so much better than you, brother.
Right,
you know, because
right.
I don't drink, I don't smoke. But no, get the fuck off your high horse. That's you know the kind of people those are? Those are the kind
Thank
of,
you.
Those are the kind of guys that carry around their yoga mats in right. their backpack. Like, you just need to bust into yoga, like, immediately. I saw a guy at the airport walking around
yeah.
with a yoga mat on his backpack.
Oh,
I'm like, what are you accomplishing? You're not going to bust up 30,000 feet in the air and start doing
doing some yoga, man. Yeah. Some mile high yoga. Yeah, I've never done yoga, man. I don't know.
You've never done yoga?
No, you done that shit?
I've done the yoga.
Does it really work?
Well, here's the thing. Being in the wrestling, right? There's a wrestler, you probably remember him, Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, I remember Diamond Dallas. Yeah,
DDP,
man.
DDP.
DDP,
right?
Yeah.
And he actually created a yoga program called DDP Yoga.
Oh, shit.
And at first when I heard about it, I'm like, this is retarded. You know, what does a wrestler know about yoga? Why would I even look at this thing twice?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What I did, I talked to a friend of mine. His name's The Stash. He's a referee, right? His name's The Stash. And I talked to The Stash, and The Stash did this yoga, right? Jason, his name's Jason. And I was like, did it work for you? He's like, dude, I've dropped like 30 pounds doing it for like 3 months. And I was like, no bullshit.
Damn.
So I actually contacted Diamond Dallas Page's PR rep. And I was like, hey, my friend said he's lost all this weight doing his DDP yoga. I'd like to talk to Diamond Dallas Page, right? Pretty much. I'd like to talk to him on my show. So I talked DDP on my show.
Yeah, what'd he say?
And he sells me on it completely. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to send you some.
Did he threaten you with the – what was this?
He was going to hit me with the diamond cutter. He was going to hit me with the diamond cutter. But he showed me this guy, this guy named Arthur Borman,
mm-hmm.
Who was like a disabled military veteran, had the wraparound canes, had the knee braces, the leg braces.
It's real,
Couldn't walk or anything. And he was 500 pounds, 400 pounds, crazy overweight. And he started doing this Diamond Dallas Page yoga program, lost the knee braces, lost the leg braces, was able to walk without the wraparound canes, and got into complete top physical condition off of just doing this yoga and eating right. So when I heard that, I was like, yo, I'm sold. So I preached to everybody, if you're going to do yoga, check out ddpyoga.com because I'm not a paid spokesperson.
Yeah,
but I just sold
it.
Kind of
sounds
on
like it.
It,
man. Look, you know, all these people are talking about Avacare and I don't understand the hype. I got to find out. Some of my best friends do Avacare and all that shit, but –
There's so many.
But you're saying the DDP yoga.
Look, I got the DVDs. I'll let you borrow them. Try it out for a week.
I
want to
see
you,
this shit.
DDP yoga.
Okay.
is the shit. I will swear by it.
What's the deal with you and the ladies, man? You're big in the urban scene, man. You know, a lot of women with ethnicity see you.
Yes.
So are you into the sisters? You into the Latinas? Or
well,
are you into
the
white
girls? Here's the thing. I love women. Period. I love all women, all shapes and all sizes. I've dated black women.
All sizes. So you would take down a 500-pounder if you had the chance.
If I had the chance and she was cute.
You gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I always look at it as like two for one, you know?
That's what I'm saying. You can get a double shot. It's like a Starbucks double shot I'm getting right here. Right. And I'm just boom.
Hump a roll, man.
I've dated all types of women.
But what do you prefer?
Well, I prefer good looking.
I've had all types too, but I prefer Latinas. Well,
okay, so you're more. Here's the thing.
Latinas.
Right now, I've been in a relationship now for about 8 months, and she's gorgeous. She's a Lebanese woman, Lebanese and Palestinian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. So you know,
exotic.
You know, a little Middle Easternness, and she's gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. So I'd say that's my favorite type of woman.
Middle
Eastern.
Wow.
Lebanese.
I didn't see that coming. Now, the Middle Eastern, I mean, the Middle Eastern women, they cook, right? They cook
yes.
pretty good.
Yes.
A lot of spicy food, though.
Spicy food. Well, you know what? It's weird. You know, me and her, we go out to eat most of the time. And it seems to always be Mexican or Japanese food.
Okay.
It seems to be what we like to go to. I'm a chips and salsa guy. You know what I mean? I'm a chips and salsa enthusiast.
Man, there's nothing like Mexican food, man. It's so bad for you. I love it, man. Like, you know, and it's like that's the one thing that's always going to fill you up is that Mexican food.
Regardless of anything.
Well, look, before we get out of here, man, I got to do a little hit it or quit it session with you, man, about the ladies one time. Look,
Don't
forget, you know, hopefully your girlfriend forgives me on this shit. We're just playing. This ain't serious. It ain't really going down.
Uh-oh.
But I'm just going to give you a couple celebrities, and you just let me know. Hit it or quit it.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start easy. Rihanna.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj.
No. I couldn't do Nicki Minaj, and I'll tell you why. It's because she's an attractive woman, very, very attractive woman, but it's a lot of posterior.
It's a lot of ass.
It's a lot.
You can't handle that much ass. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying I couldn't handle it, but I wouldn't prefer it. All right, you know. But you know, maybe
so you prefer the real ass.
Maybe if she was 500 pounds, you know, and had that realness, then I could boom, double shot. But no, you know, I do. I do like the natural women. You know what I mean? I don't need all the makeup and the plastic surgery. Mm. But Nicki Minaj is a gorgeous woman. Make no mistake.
But you would pass.
But I would pass.
Okay,
would pass.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes. We just talked about Middle Eastern. All right, now, my girlfriend's going to kill me when she hears this. But, yes, most definitely. Shout out to Kanye West on that one.
Okay, just pretend Beyonce.
Oh, okay, now we're talking here. Right. That's out of the question. Of course,
see,
Beyonce.
That's kind of disrespectful. You say yes to Beyonce, man. That's a trick question. You're supposed to say no.
I know. But here's the thing. This is Houston.
I'm just kidding, man. She was uncoming.
I know. But she's probably the biggest celebrity.
Look, I would hit it for sure.
No. But this is what I'm saying. She's probably the biggest celebrity in the entire world right now. All right. Jay-Z, smart man, was like, I'm going to get on that early. Right. He saw her boom right out of Destiny's Child. Hey, it's the rock. And he went with it. But Beyonce is one of the most gorgeous women of all time.
You got it. You got to say yes to Beyonce.
And if that's Houston's own, I mean, come on now. That's a no-brainer.
Okay, who else do we got? Paris Hilton.
No. No, no Paris Hilton.
Too skinny, huh? No
bone thugs. I'm not going to be in harmony with that bone thug.
Too skinny, man. I can't do the bones, man. It's just too much.
That's what I'm saying. I need a girl. She got to have some curves to her, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you about a girl with curves. Oprah.
Oprah? Yeah, okay, here's the thing. People, you say Oprah probably jokingly.
No, I would hit
most indefinitely Oprah. Oh, all right, yeah. We're talking about a billion dollar woman.
A billion dollar woman, you better take that. If you can't handle it, blindfold yourself and hit it like a piggy bank.
I don't care. That might be the one time I do have to take a shot of something. All right, and I'll be like, all right, Oprah,
Michelle Obama.
I mean, just to say I did.
I would just do it just for the resume.
Just for the resume.
You got to do it for the country. You know what
sometimes,
I mean?
Sometimes you just got to do it for the country. You know what I'm saying? Like Barack, much love Barack Obama. Key West, come on now. You're a radio professional.
Damn dad calling me right now, man.
And
come
Pops
on, Pops.
Calling you during Good. Key West Uncut?
Key West Uncut of all the times, man. Hold on. Let me get Key West Cut.
And then we'll talk,
then
Pops.
Then you can call me, man. All right, so that's what you would do. That pretty much rounds it up, man, I think.
Yeah.
Also, we forget anybody? I don't think we forgot anybody.
No, but can I say this? I saw a picture today. Jennifer Lopez is apparently putting out a single called Booty.
J-Lo. Hey, J-Lo still got it. Here's the thing with J-Lo, though. The booty.
Did you see this picture?
I'm going to tell you what, man. She's a badass woman, but the booty is nowhere. It doesn't look as big as it used to. Remember, like, back in the day?
It doesn't look as
bubbly.
Because
everybody got ass now.
Everyone does. So, I mean, it's probably worn off a little bit.
But she started, too. But
when I saw this.
I saw that today, too, man.
I was like, Jesus H. Christ. I mean, Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo, you got to – hey, J-Lo is on the one of the top to-do lists.
Yeah, she's on the top tier.
I get a chance. It's going down. I don't give a damn how much she got.
And what's – my girlfriend actually posted a picture of Salma Hayek.
Oh, yeah, she can get it too, man.
Salma Hayek is drop-dead gorgeous.
That one movie she was in, forgot, was it with George Clooney, that movie where she was like a vampire?
I don't know. Was it this one?
Yeah, it was that one.
Because that's an amazing photograph.
She got a body, man. Well, look, man. Before you get out of here, man, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you at. Some of the stuff they, you know, some of the places they can find you at. You're telling about your podcast. Go ahead and let them know, man.
Yeah. Check it out. This is Brad Gilmore. You can follow me on Twitter at Brad Gilmore. Instagram, Facebook is the same. Go to realitywrestling.com to check out my television show that I'm so thankful to be a part of with WWE Hall of Famer Booker T every Monday night at the Debonair Lounge. And go over to soundcloud.com/2011 to hear my band, 2011's music. We got a new single out called Dance Floor to the Sun. It's on Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. So check it out.
Man.
Brad Gilmore Show on demand every Monday morning on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Look, man.
Boom.
The man stays busy. That's all I got to say. Hey, BG, I appreciate you coming through
helping
me with this podcast.
I'm blessed to be the first guest. Look at that.
I told you it was going to happen.
I know. I believe you.
I told you. And I needed your help, too.
All right. Yeah. I mean, there's always a reason.
It's political, all right? So just so you know. All right, Key West Uncut, man. Make sure you go download this on iTunes and thekeywest.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the coach. You're checking out the Brad Gilmore Show with the dress you wearing, Ric Flair good hair having, entertainment world champion Brad Gilmore. World champion Brad Gilmore. Brad, Did you really think I was going to cut a promo for you? Supporting you? Listen, man, I was born a heel. I'm going to die a heel. And in the middle, I'm going to roll a heel.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. I'm joined once again by my partner in comic crime. His name, Jedi Master. How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm doing wonderful today. How are you?
Dude, I'm so excited because we've been talking about a lot of comic book movies that are coming out.
Yeah, man.
But I'm excited for a particular two movies that are coming out here in 2018 and 2019. I know, we're talking far out.
I know, and it's kind of amazing that we could be sitting here today talking about something that's years away, and it's like it's going to happen tomorrow. That's
and we're
excited
stupid excited about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like it's really ridiculous.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
So within the Marvel comic book universe, right?
Yes.
Not the cinematic universe, the comic book universe. There's been a lot of crossovers, right?
Yes.
There's been Secret Wars.
Yes.
Civil War.
Yes.
And this movie coming out, Infinity War,
yes,
which is crazy, or Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes. You're,
okay, look, I had the Super Nintendo, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still have the Super Nintendo. I played this game recently.
Great console.
There was Marvel's War of the Gems, right? Do you remember this game?
There's like, damn you.
There's
yes.
like six levels. You have the Avengers, but it's like Spider-Man, Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America,
yes.
and Wolverine.
Yes.
And I have it. And
that's
and,
crazy.
And yeah, and you're trying to get all the Infinity Stones, and you got to beat Doctor Doom, you got to beat Evil Iron Man, all these kind of things, right?
That shit, I want to play that again.
Dude, I'll bring it here next time to the studio. We'll have to hook it up and
play that. That's awesome.
I've heard about it in the Infinity War. Mm-hmm. I've never been a comic book reader, but a huge comic book movie fan.
Yes.
I've started to read some of the comics. But to you, as a longtime comic book reader,
yes.
When you hear in 2018 and 2019, we're going to get Infinity Wars 1 and 2 from the Avengers,
woo.
How are you feeling?
Man, that is one of those ultimate prizes, man. The Infinity Gauntlet, what that all means. Thanos already appearing, twice now
twice.
In movies?
Avengers and
Guardians.
Guardians
of the Galaxy. And just the whole... The way that they can have different actors, different characters, different writers, different directors, and still be able to drop hints and drop subtle things in all of these movies to where you really need to go watch all of them. Like, you really do. Because I'll tell you the story of when Avengers came out. I went to Alamo Draft House. It was in the West Oaks Mall. It's not there anymore. They had a Marvel kind of like phase one
marathon
mm-hmm. leading up to Avengers. So I went there. I was in the movie theater for over 12 hours because I'm a geek. So I watched every movie, and every movie has that after credit scene, and it ties to the next movie. Then they drop subtle hints from this movie. It ties into this character. So they've done a flawless job of storytelling. When I think about Infinity War, I just think, like, this is a few years away. That means it could give even more time to get rights to more characters. This could be really, really huge. Like, super huge, you know? And I think it'll be unprecedented. Similar to what they did with Avengers, how that was like, no one's ever done that before. Infinity War, having a movie, having a sequel drop right after, you
yeah.
know, the next year. Like, that's crazy.
So, I mean, this, since 2008, when we first saw Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
And Hulk in
yeah.
2008. This is what it's been leading up to, essentially.
Yes.
It's been leading up for almost 10, 11 years
yep.
to the Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
And people who aren't even comic book fans have been going to see these movies. They've made billions of dollars. There's been hints dropped, like you said, in everything.
Yeah.
And they've been after the Infinity Stones, right?
Yes.
The
yes.
Tesseract. What was the
you
other
got
one?
The Space Gem. You got
the Ether.
The Ether. You have the... Power Gem, which was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Forget the name for it. It was the purple stone.
The purple one, yeah.
So you have all of these relics that kind of... I think if anyone's listening, if you want to get the best breakdown of it, it's in Guardians of the Galaxy where the collector
yeah.
Is explaining the stones. And also, there's a good explanation in Thor 2 Dark World
mm-hmm.
where Odin kind of explains these relics that kind of predate the universe. So... Go do that. We don't have enough time to break it down to you.
Yeah.
You know, go do your own research like a good geek would. But this is what it's all about. Thanos is playing puppet master. He's making people do things to put this stone here, put this stone there. he knows where everything is at, you know, and he's kind of sitting in that chair waiting for the right time to go assemble all these things with the gauntlet, with the glove that fits all of the stones in there. And once he has that, he has complete control over all of these realms, you know, space, time, power, mind control, mm-hmm. all these things. He's courting death.
Yeah.
That's another now, thing.
Death isn't, it's death, but it's like he's in love with death.
Death is personified. Like it's a
personified
female.
Woman.
This is his girlfriend, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So Thanos is obsessed with death. So anytime that he can cause death or be around death, he sees it as something he's doing that's pleasing his lover.
Yeah.
So that's kind of sick, really.
It's crazy.
Kinda, yeah. It's kind of disturbing. But anyways, this is what young kids are reading all across America. So we're courting death. But yeah, so Thanos is hell-bent on just causing destruction. At the end of Avengers, I forget, the character's name is called The Other.
Yeah.
He actually dies, but I think he ends up coming back. Anyways, he says that, you know, to test the humans on Earth is to court death. And then Thanos turns around and has a little grin. So that's at the end of Avengers 1. So that kind of tells you that he's up for the challenge, if that is true. So the Avengers are going to be in a lot of trouble when he shows up.
But by the time we get to Avengers, we're going to have Iron Man.
Yeah.
Going to have Cap.
Yeah.
Hulk. Right?
I think we'll probably have a new Cap by then.
Yeah.
But that's for another time.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Foreshadow. Do you think Bucky Barnes is taking over Cap?
It's either going to be... I think what's going to happen, I think Bucky takes over for a little while. I believe that he doesn't want it. And I think Falcon takes over. So I think Chris Evans, Steve Rogers is going to die at some point. He has to.
You think he has to die?
You have the other character, Crossbones, which mm-hmm. survived the building kind of falling down on him when he was fighting Falcon.
Yeah.
He ends up being Crossbones. Crossbones in the comic book actually kills Steve Rogers in the comic book. So I think a lot of things are in play. And then if you kind of count how many movies is Chris Evans signed up to be in, I think he only has like two more left. He's going to die.
Yeah.
He needs to die. I love Cap, but he's got to go. We got to move on to... We got to pass the mantle on, man.
It's tough. But, you know, okay, so you have Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Cap, Black Panther, Ms. Marvel.
You got Ms. Marvel, you got Doctor Strange by this
Captain
time.
Marvel, I'm sorry. You got the Guardians.
Yes, the Guardians are going to... It's so deep, man.
Yeah, you have the Maximoff twins.
Because, you know, you got Gamora is Thanos' daughter. It's so deep. They're going to combine all the franchises, man.
That's what my question. Is every Marvel character going to be in Infinity Wars 1 and 2?
I think in order to make it not cheesy, I don't think everybody needs to be there. But I think you need some key appearances from people. I think it would be nice to have Spider-Man show up. I think it would be nice for Hugh Jackman to show up as Wolverine.
That'd be so incredible. That'd be so incredible.
You know, just even if just for like a moment, you know.
Yeah.
Pay
them $5 million, $10 million, $20 million a piece. You'll make it back.
To show up for like a scene.
Yeah.
You know, but I think as far as the people that are in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, all of the Avengers, past, present, then you still have some of the stuff with the TV show. You got some signs of Inhumans coming.
And we'll have Inhumans before this, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So you have some things developing. Black Panther, Doctor Strange, all those new characters.
It's too early to call, really, right now, what's going to happen.
It's too early to call. I definitely see Guardians of the Galaxy being a part of it as well.
You got to have... I mean, you have to.
You need as much help as you can get.
And with Gamora being tied to Thanos, and Drax the Destroyer at the end of the movie said, I'm going after Thanos.
Yeah. He wants Thanos' blood, so...
And we have Guardians 2 coming out soon, you know?
I believe that comes out before...
That has to, right?
I believe I am wrong.
What? When's Guardians 2 come out?
No, Guardians 2 comes out before Infinity Wars.
What year?
It comes out in 2017.
2017, so yeah. So a good year beforehand.
Yeah, so I think they're going to need... Avengers are going to need everybody's help. Try to slow down Thanos.
The only thing I just want to see in that movie is just a scene with Black Panther and Gamora just chatting. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see them together on screen. You know, put that...
Oh, man. Shout out to Zoe.
Put that in the Geek Spank Bank. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You got to have those two together. And then they defeat Thanos.
What did you say?
Geek Spank Bang. And wow. then you know they defeat Thanos and they just, you know, embrace each other and maybe like make out in celebration.
Hey man,
guy can dream.
Anything can happen.
It is anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
We have a guy courting death. Okay, yes. I can see two chicks make out in this movie.
Hey man, I'm down for it.
Jedi signed up, but my question is after this movie's over.
Yes.
These two movies.
Oh my gosh.
After, I mean, they have to defeat Thanos, right? They have to. After Gamora and Black Panther make out. You know what I'm saying? After right we see all these guys. After Hugh Jackman and Spider-Man are in the movie. Because they got to be.
They got to be there, man.
After that, what happens to the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
See, that's the thing. If you notice on the slate, the most up-to-date slate, there is nothing scheduled.
After.
After Infinity Wars Part 2. So... it makes me wonder, was this the plan all along? Was this the plan to give you these great movies and these great characters and stop for a while, maybe? Or, you know, do you reboot some of these things? You know, is Robert Downey Jr. going to be playing Iron Man in Avengers Infinity War Part 2? We don't know. So it leaves a lot of things open after that. You know, what can they do? They can keep going. They really can keep going. But at this point, with all the other movies that are dropping from other studios, it's going to seem oversaturated by this point. And that's why I feel like they're leading up to Infinity War to keep their momentum going in that direction. So they're very smart.
But so, I mean... There's so many things that you could go. I mean, you could start doing the alternate realities, alternate universes.
Yeah, you can start getting weird.
You can start getting weird, but is it going to be, you know, Infinity Wars Part 2 closes, we're all like, holy shit, this is the end of the Marvel Universe. And then do they reboot everything 5 years later, like they did Batman? I mean,
I don't think they could. Can they do that?
They don't have to, but yeah, but we gotta think. We live in a capitalistic society, right?
Like, man, you made so much money. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. I mean, why wouldn't they?
I don't know, man. They could. They could.
Disney didn't buy Marvel for no reason.
Another thing that's interesting to note: there's some characters that don't have any solo movies lined up. Being Hulk, you know, a lot of people have wondered like, what's gonna happen with the Hulk character? I mean, he kind of shows up in Avengers, but I think he needs another solo movie.
Especially with Ruffalo portraying him.
Yeah, and then there've been rumors of Planet Hulk, but it's like, I don't know if they can do Planet Hulk.
They gotta do a good Hulk on this planet first.
Yeah, we gotta do that first. So I don't know, it's interesting to see, man. They could reboot. I wouldn't want them to because it takes away from what they've built. I would like to see them just kind of continue on. Maybe not doing I don't think you're gonna see as many movies in the universe after that point. I think they'll start off slow again.
Something's got to happen. By 2020, they either need to have the rights to Spider-Man and X-Men or something to continue this. Because you're giving us Inhumans. You're giving us Captain Marvel. You're giving us Doctor Strange. Black Panther.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Guardians.
Ant-Man. For Christ's sake, Ant-Man has a movie. Yeah.
So it's like how... I mean, is the original Phase 1 Avengers, are they going to be all wiped out by Infinity War? And then we start off with the new Avengers.
I don't know, man. It's possible because if you look at what they're doing with the comic books now, it's a lot more diverse characters. I know there's a female Thor now.
Female Thor, yeah.
So they can do some things to kind of mirror what the comic books are doing right now. It's just going to be about staying power and will they continue to make the money that they're making. I think they will. You know, if they put a good movie, good product out there, I think people will go see it.
Well, the thing is, we're going to have to wait till 2020 to find out.
Man,
or 2019.
We're going to be much older then.
We're going to be older then. we might not still be doing this spot. You don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We may not be here for that.
We may not be here for that. But I hope that by 2019, we're going to get an answer to all these questions. And
it's like they're making us wait. They've been teasing Thanos for years, and they're making us wait even longer.
Yeah, I mean, we have to see him a couple more times, right?
They've seen him at least once or twice.
He's got to be maybe in Guardians 2.
I definitely see him in Guardians 2. I would like to see him in another
Avengers
solo movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or
could he appear in? I don't know. What could he appear in? Doctor Strange.
I think he could appear in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, maybe Captain Marvel.
Maybe Captain Marvel.
I don't know.
It's kind of up in the air.
It really is. Inhumans.
I want a Silver Surfer movie, man. A good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like one of my favorite characters. So I want a good movie, Silver Surfer. I need Fox to... Y'all need to get on that shit. Y'all need to get on the job, man.
Get on your ship, Fox.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, by the next time we sit down to record, we're going to have some more answers.
I think we'll get some more answers from Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going to have to do a full-out review of Age of Ultron.
Yeah, we have to break it down.
We got
to
break it down piece by piece. Well, Jedi, appreciate you, man. We're going to be back here soon with more Nerds Are Geeks. I can't wait for Age of Ultron. Oh, my Lord. It's coming soon. Jedi Master, thank you, man.
No problem.
All right, y'all stay tuned for more of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
That was the show for today. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Key West for allowing me to air that audio from Key West Uncut. Go support him. Follow him at Key West on social media. And make sure you go to KeyWest.com and check out what he's got going on. While you're at it, also go and follow my man Jedi Master on Twitter and Instagram at HBJMRR. That's HBJMRR. We're going to have him back on the show very soon. We always enjoy the Nerds or Geeks segments. Well, guys, that's all I got for you today. I've been your host, Brad Gilmore. Make sure you check out The Brad Gilmore Show every Wednesday now here on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and at BradGilmoreShow.com. Follow me at Brad Gilmore on Twitter and Instagram or at Brad Gilmore Show on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be back next week with a great show. We're probably going to be talking about WrestleMania because I hear it's coming up. I don't know if you know this, but WrestleMania is almost here. So we're going to talk about that very, very soon. Look, my phone's going off. Look at that. Think about it. Look at that. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the podcast with some great music by 2011. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, got sun to teach. I learned it all, it ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're.
Sick girls been a whole damn year with you acting all scared for. I wanna know what them cheese getting red for. Oh, so you don't like my new bed? It's been a while, so you think that we should talk more? Either way, my calendar say it's May, and we know damn well we playing for the Zay. Body looking like food, and they call me Trey. I can bring that freshman 15, no way, wait. Let me stop, I ask you how school been. Or better yet, how your roommates doing? To be honest, girl, ever since you flew in, I had a motor to try to get you in. My bed, two people, four legs, my hands, your head. Oh, you caught what I'm saying? Put your keys down, you know that you staying. Damn, girl, why you playing? And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, I forgot at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me thinking that gym was your major, so scream out. Ooh, and a little bit of, ooh, and a whole lot of, just a little bit. Because
you home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, got sun to teach. I learned it all, it ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
Last semester went by so fast. I went for the girl with a fattest ass. Summertime now when we got no class. Saw her pass and my brakes right fast like.
You home for the summer, baby. Used to got my number, baby. I just wanna hug you, baby. I ain't tryna cuff you, baby.
I know it's been a minute. I can spare a couple hours. She kinda getting finer. Resembling Rihanna. She older, wiser, tanner, smarter. And we go harder, better, faster, stronger. No, yay, I can go all day when it all falls down until we drop out. Round for round like a pound for pound, like Pacquiao, pretty much a knockout. You remember that night, right? You saw me on stage in the limelight. You left brain, I just wanna get your mind right. And now that the time right, we could relive this again. Do what we did, be kids again. Play that game where we both win. Spend a little bit until you leave again.
You home for summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, got
I learned it all. They ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone.
Hope you say you back from college. Let's kick it, show me your new knowledge. Oh, you went out of state, so I know you gained just a little bit of mileage. But I still drive you, cause you been down since I was 5'2". Now you smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same old Lexus. Oh, now you wanna be an actress, movie star, not the kind on the mattress. Girl, your name should've been perfect, look at what they made with practice. Now I'm all on the axis, caught a sax fifth with a bad chick plus an ass thick. But let me ask, miss, don't you miss that bad shit? Me smacking your ass and I'm grabbing while we blue trees. And I pull weave in a 2C, make out in the movies and the jacuzzi. Then I buy you some Louis and Gucci, master the P, have you screaming ooh-wee. Baby girl, work it, I need you on the team. Let's make a movie, all I need is one scene. Yeah, all I need is one scene. And when you gone, this is all I dream.
You home for the summer, baby, and I'm so glad you came. I just wanna love you in my room. I see you walking down the hallway, walking to my room. I just wanna do some things to you.
But now I'm your fan, girl. No more dreams for me, this my one chance, girl. The way you wear that dress, wanna be your man, girl. I'm just playing, girl, playing, girl. Go out to your house, sights up the curtain, what them shits about. Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic.
Egyptian cotton, so the silk will have you spoil your riding. Got our lips locking and our feet touching. Shaka Khan, I'm about to tell you something good. Have you been on California King? Moving around his bed like it was a damn boxing ring. Doing crazy things, forget about our slumber. But after this, you go have a real sleep number. Who lordy, bed shaking, looking bad in that red dress like Satan. I mean satin, wait, is that the fabric? Come a little closer, I just wanna grab it. Oh yeah, girl, that feels nice. But feel these sheets, yeah, I know, they feel right. Now you're laughing, but not for too long. Open the door and see the bed you're about to get on.
Go out to your house. Satin silver curtain, what them sheets about. Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic.
Know about your thread count. Me and you in the room and it go down. Yeah, I'll see you in that red skirt. Now take it off and baby, we can do work. No sheets on top of a cover, girl. Don't stop. Keep rock till 2 or 3 o'clock. Like, now what would you do for a Klondike? That thing tight, it's a good look. I can flip it like a page in a good book. The ball solid and the head right. Got your body shaking now, real water bed like. That sound nice, I'm a fan girl. Let's make a flick on the man girl, huh. I can't lie and you're so damn fine. I got a habit like a rabbit on soul of the sun.
Go out to your house. Satin silver curtain, what them sheets about. Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic. Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic. That's amazing.
Oh, Brian, are you done?